What's happened at this ASCO meeting that you think is important for oncologists in practice to know about specifically in terms of NHL?
In NHL, it's been relatively, I think, limited at this meeting. I think what we've generally seen is a lot of extensions of prior reported studies. So in the oral sessions yesterday, we saw some studies that provided, for instance, some longer-term follow-up. Bertrand Coiffier presented some longer-term follow-up of the GILA study of CHOP versus CHOP-R. And it was interesting in that he presented a slide that showed where the Kaplan-Meier curve looked at the five different times he's presented the meeting, and they held up well, which is reassuring to all of us that are using it, CHOP-R. But I think the fundamental conclusion to someone in practice is still the same, use CHOP-R, and I think people are already doing that and have received that message loud and clear. We saw some data, again, looking at rituximab maintenance and some extensions of that. I don't think that that's really changed much other than the idea that rituximab maintenance seems to improve progression-free survival and in some situations perhaps overall survival, but we're continuing to get additional follow-up in that area and on those studies, and I think people in practice are also getting that message to a degree. I think there's less here on kind of new agents, more on, I think, just extensions of prior studies and things that I think most people are already doing. We saw some studies looking at radioimmunotherapy as part of upfront treatment. We saw some data looking at CHOP rituximab followed by Zevalin or ibrutumumab taxotan. And again, very nice, interesting results, certainly supportive of the randomized trials that are ongoing now of CHOP rituximab versus CHOP Bexar as initial therapy in follicular lymphoma. So I think for radioimmunotherapy, that's one of the big areas is can we use it as consolidation after chemotherapy? So those are kind of the main things, and I think they're just really largely extensions of things people have already heard about.